104.1 WLBC, today's best music, and exclusive $28,000 free money for fuel, noon hour, every day with Kim Morris, mayor of Muncie, Dennis Tyler. You could possibly win that for the city trucks there. You could.
I'd take it. Steve, you know, you sound a lot different on Monday than you do on Tuesday.
Better or worse?
Well,
yeah. Well, which is it, really?
Your voice sounds like it's got a little deeper.
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 I like that.
That's what I thought you'd say.
It's Soul Train. Good morning on LBC. We're going to go 83 and be muggy. One last day. It's supposed to go down, the humidity.
Boy,
tomorrow.
I hope so. Golly, Nance, I went for a bike ride the other day, and it was 82 degrees, and the humidity was 85.
This is Dennis Tyler. Yeah. He's the mayor of Muncie right here, everybody.
Yeah. Morning.
Good morning to you, too. School time. Good Lord. Wednesday is the start day for the Muncie community schools.
August the 12th, yes. I'll be out at Northside Middle School welcoming the students out there, any other place at Muncie Community Schools would like me to be. You know, Hearts and Hands United had their giveaway Saturday.
Yes.
I know Sutton School had one for their students.
And how about the police doing the...
Yeah, Saturday morning,
shop with the cops? Or I forget what it's... Heroes? I can't remember the name of it now. But the shop with the cop of scenario.
Well, they're hometown heroes
with
the shop with the cop. And, they do... They do a great job, Chuck Hensley and all the public safety officers out there with the kids. They do the same thing at Christmas as the firefighters do. Yeah. The firefighters have Toys for Tots. Police officers have the shop with a cop for Christmas. So we got a lot of good people giving that really give a lot of time and energy back to this community.
Just a little bit, we're going to talk about Toohey Pool because I know the schedule probably changes up a little bit now with that back to school time.
Yeah, these poor kids, it just seems like they're...
you're in school all the time now, kids.
My grandson had a long conversation with me over the weekend.
Uh-huh. Telling you
Grandpa,
what the way it should be.
Now, he was fine Friday because we was out at Camp Prairie Creek finishing that up, and he was good. And then he got to thinking, I got to go back to school Wednesday. and he wasn't very happy. He loved school, but the kids don't think they get much of a summer vacation anymore.
It's different. There's no doubt about it.
It certainly
Cubs
is.
Fan. I did not know until I saw your Twitter post.
Oh,
every
buddy.
Time the Cubs win.
Yeah.
Now, when the Cubs lose, I don't see you posting about that so much.
Well, you don't post about the bad times, but listen, I've been a Cubs fan all my life, I've had enough bad times, so I'm really enjoying this right now. Really enjoying it. Yeah,
that's
we're
fun.
14. I believe we're 14 games over 500 right now.
Look at that.
And
World Series, come on
for August the 10th, buddy. I'm telling you what, that's history making for the Cubs.
Okay, so if you're a Cubs fan, are you also a Bears fan?
I'm also a Bears fan.
Also
a Cincinnati Reds fan. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Well, you're a politician. You got to be a fan of more than just one. You can't just pick one.
I know, and a huge Ball State University fan too.
So let's talk about that for a second now. Because tomorrow is a big Tuesday. The LBC Wake Up Crew is going to be at McDonald's on Chatham Lane because the football poster release is tomorrow morning.
Right.
So first chance to get those with a schedule poster. And a lot of people collect those. They're really well done.
Uh-huh.
And then in the noon hour at Cannon Commons is Paint the Town Red.
Yep.
You usually stop by and eat a hot dog at least.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That event tomorrow is a noon to two, everybody, at Cannon Commons in downtown, the original Muncie.
Yeah.
Noon to two, free hot dogs while they last and snacks. The football team will be there, Coach Limbo. You've told me before, Dennis, how important and critical that Ball State University is, but also having that kind of a football program and the positivity there matters to your community.
You know, it does, Steve, and I talk about it all the time, but Coach Limbo really has his players and staff involved in the community.
Yep.
Many of them stay here over the summer. Mm-hmm. Some of them had the opportunity to work. We do whatever we can as a city, and I know in the private sector they do as well with some of the ball players. But then many of them just stay here and volunteer and help out and just do special little things that just a few years ago we would have never imagined going on. And, Coach Limbo really believes in giving back to the community and making sure that his players do too. I think I haven't had a chance to talk to him much about it, but my guess is that he believes that his players are going to be successful in life. But to be truly successful in life, they also need to be dedicated to some type of public service when they get there. And I think he's just grooming him for that.
I have had that conversation with Coach Limbo, and that's exactly what he's thinking. So you're right on there. This is Dennis Tyler, Mayor of Muncie. Hotel update for us, and downtown Hotels. Muncie's coming together.
It is. It's we've had a few struggles, and they're struggles that are good struggles. We've had so much good construction going on that many of the contractors are just booked up solid through this year, Steve, because of the bad weather that we've had. Uh-huh. So we've broken down some of our projects, the Quiet Zone, some of the downtown project for streetscape. We've broken them down in different bid packages. Everything for the Quiet Zone will be ready to go this week for new bidding, and but we're right on schedule to have all of that done and up and ready for when the hotel opens. And streetscape, there may be a couple pieces of that we have to break down and finish up next spring, but it won't have anything to do with any of our ADA, Department of Justice issues, and we'll end up having it all wrapped up.
South side of Muncie has a lot of build up happening. The sidewalks all along Madison Street are darn close to done now.
That's really starting to come together very well. Madison Street itself will be probably in the next 2 to 4 weeks be ready for the reconstruction on it. We've got we have investors contacting us daily now and weekly wanting to talk about Madison Street and some of the infill properties that we have available there, and it's good for the south side, but it's even better for the city of Muncie, because that's a great corridor coming into our community that we need. It needs to look different and better, and with the new code development guidelines, we think that it's going to really be cool when it's all said and done.
The roundabout construction continues, the one by the airport. Do you know anything about that one as far as how close they are or whatever by chance?
I know it's moving along very well, and it'll be done this fall.
They put some grass in there. Fantastic.
Grass, nice looking lights. It's gonna be a nice facility when it's done. And
so you did what again at Prairie Creek?
We had the Camp Prairie Creek this past week.
Yeah.
That Jason Donetti and the Sanitary District and then volunteers put on for our kids, and this was the first year that we had a partnership with MITS, to where some of our inner city kids that normally wouldn't have the opportunity to participate out there got to go out there and participate.
Wonderful.
So you saw a lot of new young faces with from all over the community.
Yeah.
But it was amazing, Steve, as the parents and those kids would get on the pontoons to go for the rides Friday afternoon to wrap it up.
Yeah.
How many of them had never seen Prairie Creek before, they were just in awe of the splendor and beauty of that lake out
there.
It's
great to expose them to such neat stuff and to nature.
Yeah.
And I bet a lot of them, maybe most of them, hadn't even been on a boat before.
They never had.
Much less captained by by Mayor Stubing here from the Love Boat.
Captain Tyler with his hat on backwards and everything. But, you know, they did. Neat. They got to go out there and learn how to build forts, get back to nature. But what was really cool was to see my inner city kids that had never had the opportunity to be out there finally get the opportunity, and how much they enjoyed it and loved it. Now what we need to do is find out ways to keep that momentum going into next year. Back on the Tui Pool, will be switching to just weekends, August the 15th and 16th.
Okay.
And then the last day will be the dog event,
Drool in the Pool,
September the 5th.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good, great. Yeah. All right, all things Muncie. This guy tries to keep track of it all. He is the mayor. Uh-huh. Once a month, you have the sit-down, the 5 minutes with the mayor,
That'll be tomorrow evening from 4 to 6. Yeah, we try to stay as much in touch with our community as we can, and these types of programs that you do here with the WLBC Morning Show are very important to allow us to do that.
If they'd like to be there, it's a pop-in, or
is it an
appointment thing?
It's a pop-in. They can call and make an appointment, or they can just pop in.
All right, very good. Mr. Tyler, thank you.
Mr. Lindell. Good to see you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
This is WLBC.